Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the stranger ways of getting through your day. This week's Does This Happen to You moment is brought to you by Eric J. Baker's blog on WordPress. And here is the next big trend in writing. At your day job, you are expected to be the company's top salesperson, best engineer, most effective receptionist, savviest IT technician, hot doggiest recruiter, speediest delivery driver, whiz-bangiest marketing and public relations writer, snoop-lionist accountant, whip-crackingest plant manager, and least distractible assembly line worker. If so, you won't last long. You can't be all things to all people. So why are writers supposed to be? I give writing advice, you give writing advice. Agents give it, editors give it, publishers give it. According to what I've learned, I need to do the following things if I ever expect to be published for money, followed by my estimate of how much time is required each week. 1. Build a social media presence. Hours per week, 50. Get thousands upon thousands of rabid fans to follow my blog posts, tweets, and Facebook updates, despite that I don't have a finished novel and, therefore, have no reason to expect such a loyal following. If I had a novel, I'd be querying it. That way, it could be published, and I'd get some fans to follow my social media. Wait a second. 2. Join a writing group and have lots of people read my stuff and then do rewrites based on their suggestions. Hours per week, over 5 years. 3. Cool. This is my personal focus group. At 3 pages of reading per week, they should have heard my entire novel by 2018. I'm going to go ahead and do rewrites based on what they liked and didn't like because they represent everyone in the world. Multiply the 3 hours above by how many people are in my group, since they all have different opinions, and I'll need a separate version for each one. 3. Read in your genre so you know your competition. Hours per week, 40. Cost per week, hardcover versions, $54. Great! I'll run to Barnes & Noble and spend all my gas money on novels by people who also write whatever it is that I write. After a few months, I'll be broke and realize that everyone is using the same plot. I'll get depressed and quit writing. That will free up lots of time. Oh yeah, I can't forget to be totally different from all those other writers, but still kind of the same. 4. Be awesome at dialogue. Hours per week. 23 of practice. Must write dialogue that is authentic, snappy, relevant to the plot, gives depth to the character, but only if it's relevant to the plot, and is tagged with the perfect blend of saids, and you should be able to tell who said it based on the character's action. 5. Be awesome at plotting. Hours, 23 of practice. If you don't have 3 exciting subplots, each of which starts with a non-gratuitous explosion that twists together like a Celtic design and end up in a brilliant dovetailing revelation, rewrite the whole thing, because all published books have that. 6. Be awesome at using all 5 senses. Hours, 23 of practice. If your characters can't smell the meteor coming, get busy with the rewrites. 7. Be awesome at characters with history, depth, detail, and complexity. Hours, 23 of practice. Make Tolstoy jealous with your character tree. 8. Read agents and publishers' blogs and writing magazines to find out the latest trends and see what their successful clients do. Hours, 15. Be sure to put aside at least 3 hours to rage after reading the examples of successful query letters that not only don't follow the advice the agent just gave, but frankly, need serious editing. Time spent per week learning to be a good writer, 200 hours. Time left over to work on my novel, minus 32 hours. Number of famous, successful novelists who did all these things well. Zero. If you enjoyed this story, please let me know. Thanks so much for listening. Until next week, we'll talk to you then.